Good morning. Welcome for joining us today here on Lincoln County Connections. Every Thursday at 9, Connections is broadcast to you on KWDP, also KBCH Lincoln City, and KNPT Newport. So great to have this opportunity to bring information about county government live to you once a week. Carolyn Bauman is with us today. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Casey.
She is the director of the Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County. Got quite a few things to talk about with you, and one of them will be the economic study and the summary that your organization has produced. But I thought maybe we could just start out, Carolyn, by telling us, what is economic development anyways?
Sure thing. And the way that we do economic development in Lincoln County is one model. Mm-hmm. And I should say that, you know, a major city or a metropolitan or a very rural area would possibly do a different model.
Mm-hmm.
But around here, the county had a lot of foresight to put some permanent funding base in place to do economic development, which created our nonprofit agency called Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County. So even though I don't literally work for the county, our entire organization is a creation of the county, and that is our area of interest, and we try to cover the entire Lincoln County. So what is economic development? Does get into how can we best help grow this economy, keep it growing in terms of both the wealth of the people who live here, the wealth of the companies who are located here, and also the number of jobs. So we try to take an interest in all of those things and support the diversification beyond tourism, so that we're not just hanging on one industry.
Yeah. You know, of course, the Oregon coast, we're known for our beautiful view sheds and, amenities in terms of natural resources, but those are also part of our income and wealth in other ways. I mean, what are the legs to the stool here? You know, you'd said income, jobs, wealth. What other things, buzzwords, might we use?
Well, we're blessed with, as you said, that incredible natural resource. That attracts not just tourism. It attracts small business people mm-hmm. who would like to live here, and they figure out a way to have a small business so that they can make money and live here. So we're very attractive to the retired end of the population mm-hmm. curve also. So even the stool of how our natural resources feed our economy is very complex when you really delve into it. So, but the stool includes the workforce, the people, the place, and the economy.
So say I was a small software company that developed, you know, apps for smartphones, or maybe I was a 10-person surfboard-making company.
Mm-hmm.
I might look to you as a first stop to think about, is Lincoln County the right geographical business climate for my business?
Yes. And we do have labor market information and demographic information, thanks to the 10-year update study. But in general, we have economists that regularly update our labor market statistics. And so I have access to that information to answer questions from the public or from small business prospects.
Give me a few other examples of the inquiries of small business might be asking you about, trying to figure out if they should come to this community.
Well, I've had a couple of questions from people who were thinking of buying a franchise, or they were thinking of buying a coffee wagon. And they wanted to know more about, hey, what are the other bakeries that I, if I'm looking for a site, what do you think about this part of town? And I mean, I could actually, recite off what else is going on in that part of town. That call might have come from California or somewhere else.
Yeah.
Or an email contact.
Right. And so you just do your best to provide them with the information that they need.
Oh, definitely. I'm not You know, there are some times when we actively recruit, and there's other times when we simply provide whatever that contact, that inquiry person desires. And so we do a whole spread of personal mm-hmm. help.
So those outside looking in to come to Lincoln County, could you talk about the Economic Development Alliance and what you're doing for those agencies and cities within Lincoln County?
Sure. We do a lot of work in partnership. We have a very active board that is about 12 to 15 people mm-hmm. That cover all of the parts of the county and also all of the parts of the economy. So we try to have a very balanced board of leaders. And with this board and myself, that's all of our strength right there. So we work in a lot of partnerships. A lot of times we'll get inquiries. I will send them straight to the small business development officers, mm-hmm. The Small Business Development Center at the community college. So that's our partnership. Sometimes we will even put on workshops together because we see a need for mm-hmm. Something. We'll create a workshop and put it on together.
Like the NOAA workshops, how to do business with
how
the
to become
government.
A qualified government contractor. So that was a very big effort that we put a few years into. We're probably going to come back and revisit it because now several years have gone by.
And working with the cities, I know when we have our joint meetings, the county with the cities, you're always present.
Yeah, I try to attend the joint meetings to find out what are the issues that the cities are struggling with that the county might play a role in, to see if I could play a role in you know, helping, even if it's just developing information. So I also have been trying to do trying to attend some of the goal setting sessions, and three or four of our cities do that. Not all of them do that, but for example, Waldport just had a very productive goal-setting session that I was able to attend and participate in.
We're talking to Carolyn Bauman. She is the director of the Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. We're back on Connections. Carolyn Bauman, director of the Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County. And we're going to talk in just a moment about the economic study that Lincoln County commissioned. Carolyn and her organization has done their own summary of that data. But I just did want to mention here, Carolyn, let's talk just for a second about the revenue stream, too, which makes these things possible.
You mean for my organization?
Yeah.
Well, one of the basic building blocks for economic development in Oregon is the state lottery. So the lottery has a whole bunch of programs that are administered at the state level. Our attraction of the NOAA fleet used lottery money, mm-hmm. for example. There was some large chunks. But one of the programs is the video poker revenue that goes directly to counties. Mm-hmm. And the counties have to spend that on economic development. And so that is one of my funding sources. And the other one comes from transient room tax that is generated in the unincorporated part of the county. Because in the incorporated cities, the cities do get that room tax revenue.
Yeah, basically those two revenue mm-hmm. streams, mm-hmm. you know, making these things happen. Mm-hmm. And your staff, you for so long have been a staff of one.
I was.
But I noticed you now have some support.
Now we have three.
And we'll get into the study in just a moment.
Yeah.
But Rachel, Cotton?
Cotton, yes. We are lucky for 1 year period to have an AmeriCorps full-time young person. The mm-hmm. program is called Resource Assistant to Rural Economies, RARE for short, and mm-hmm. it's administered at University of Oregon. She is not a student, however. She has already got a master's degree in regional and urban planning.
So
and she's using this as a job experience year to just gain a lot of experiences and qualifications because she's interested in going into economic development.
Excellent. Great to have her on your
team.
Yeah,
it's great.
So the study... Let's talk about it. You've got a summary here. Can you tell us why? Why do something like this? I mean, you know, the county commissioned the study. What kind of data are we looking at here?
Well, the reason we wanted to do a write-up on it is purely we are very, very happy about the study, the completeness of it, the in-depth nature. Mm-hmm. And what we wanted to do is add value to it. Mm-hmm. So we had, this was actually a project of Rachel's. Mm-hmm. And so we had our assistant, Rachel, really go through it with a fine-tooth comb. She redid some of the graphical elements and pulled them out. So instead of, I think the full number of pages with all of the appendix pages was like 70 pages, mm-hmm. 72. So she pulled out some of the graphical elements and tables and did a little explanatory paragraph. And we've boiled it down to about 6 pages of just some of the highlights. And then we wrote a couple of pages on what is the meaning or the further implications or what we call the items for consideration.
Yeah.
And so we did a little bit more talking about the meaning of what we were seeing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just so our listeners can be informed here, too, the longer 70-page study available on Lincoln County's website could be on your website, too. And then we've got some summaries. We've got one that was done by, you know, Anno Husing and the planning department.
Right.
And now we've got yours through the Economic Development Alliance. So go to coastbusiness.info if you want to see what we're talking about from the Economic Development Alliance. And I think what we'll do here, Carolyn, is we'll take a break.
Okay.
And then when we come back, maybe you can talk about the takeaways, the things you guys have seen.
Sure.
And thanks for joining us. We'll be back in a moment on Lincoln County Connections. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Carolyn Bauman, Director of the Economic Development Alliance, and we are getting into some of the items for consideration of your summary of the economic study and talk about the bigger one.
Well, the bigger one is called the 10-year update on Lincoln County, Oregon's economy.
So it was done in 2003 and then in 2010.
Right. This is an update of studies that have been done in the past, actually over, I think it was like a 20-year period.
Yeah.
There's been several. So this is the most recent information that we have on the economy, and so we're looking at the industries that they do in the pie chart as our major industries. That parallels exactly with what the Economic Development Alliance considers to be our major industries.
So what are you excited about? What are some of the sector strategies that you are seeing?
Yeah, we... Well, like I said, the major sectors of tourism, fishing and seafood, we would call it forest products, and we have a sector, marine science, that is what we consider a new sector. It's not even recognized officially by the state government. We're working on that. But by having these four sectors divvied out, we can see how diversified is our economic base.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're finding in the difference between this study and prior years is that we've achieved a higher level of diversification, which is always a good thing. It's one of our core missions to increase the diversification of our economic base.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And that marine science and education, been a lot of buzz around that.
Right.
Any takeaways just in particular?
Well, we see that it's a growing sector. We know that it pays well in terms of all of the diverse types of jobs that go into it. Everything from boat building to, you know, dock, you know, things that happen on the ports of Newport and Toledo generally pay well. And so we're always looking to grow that. We do want to get recognition as a key industry at the state level. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of working on that. And we use the Yaquinabay Ocean Observing Initiative as a vehicle, which is it's just an informal group that encompasses private industry, academic, and public government, local government.
And you're calling that the Maritime Cluster?
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's another name for it. And if we wanted to be very broad, we would be including everything that's ocean related, including fishing, seafood, boat building, and that sort of thing.
Other items for consideration and future action you want to highlight?
Well, we've noticed the diversification. We're looking hard at a growing marine science sector. I would say the two other big takeaways, one of them is the housing stock that we have here. You could spend all of your life increasing the number of jobs and bringing in more jobs, but those people have to have a place to live. So you cannot ever let housing, you have to have housing be a part of your work. You can never ignore it. So the fact that we have a lot of vacation rental types of houses in the stock puts pressure on the rental stock. So we have programs for low-income housing and vouchers and apartments and places devoted for low-income. But we're very concerned at the Economic Development Alliance on the median income workers, what we often call the teachers, public employees, just people that have a job. But they do have a job that pays an average wage. It's very hard for that person or family to find rental housing that's really nice quality.
Yeah, and if I am a business that's looking to relocate in Lincoln County, where will my workers live? Can they afford to live there?
Exactly.
So this
is a big piece. The economic study definitely brought out that piece, and there's a lot of activity and awareness going into it. I mean, you might have noticed there was just a housing study finished for OSU about the OSU expansion.
Yeah.
The student housing study. I don't know the formal name of it, but that also highlighted that there's a need that will have to be satisfied before that campus can really get operational.
And for our listeners, that housing study is actually on What's New and Latest News on Lincoln County's homepage.
And we appreciate the funding of that sort of thing.
Yeah, great information. So if you're listening to us and want to do further research and tie more of this together on your own time, please be aware that you'll find these studies, the housing study, the 10-year study on Lincoln County's website. Also, Economic Development Alliance of Lincoln County, coastbusiness.info is their website. Look for links and resources there as well for you. Carolyn, such a pleasure to have you on the show. We've got about 30 seconds left. Any particular events coming up on the radar in the next month?
No events. We just want to make sure that people are aware that we're here and we're able to help you if you have any questions.
Okay. And we'll be sure here on Connections to keep you up to date of any workshops offered by the Economic Development Alliance. Thanks for joining us. Until next week, thank you, Carolyn Bauman. Have a great day.